Hi, and welcome to Anime Diet's audio review of the new Japanese RPG game, Atelier, Esca and Logi. This is one of many games in the Atelier series, but this is a unique milestone in the franchise because it's the first one that features not one, but two main characters. And one of those main characters is a guy. And so with me here is Ray, our co-founder.
How are you doing?
He was actually the one who played the game, and we're going to be talking to him today to get a sense of what the game's about and what he thought of it. Tell us a little bit about the game itself. Like, what is it about? What's the basic setup and what's the basic story?
Well, okay. No, without any judgment, it's very simple. You can pick one or two characters. A girl is Esca and the guy is Logi, or Logix, actually. That's his real name, but you know, they all nickname him Logi or Logi, actually. Basically, what they do, what the game does is that you need to work at a city government. How interesting. You're the new alchemist for the city. Okay, either you're a guy or a girl. You're a new alchemist for the city. You are doing research and development for the city government. So you will create stuff. You will make stuff. You will fight monsters. And ultimately, there actually is a plot about saving something or rather. But it's mostly about making things, gathering things, and a few fights.
I think you come from a background of having played other Japanese RPGs such as Final Fantasy. So what were some of your expectations going into the game, kind of with that background?
Well, I've never played Atelier series before. Honestly, I just kind of thought that there would be much more of a plot, which you are going to save the world, going to fight a boss like, Kafka. You have very few side quests. It seems like there are some. But there will be very few side quests, and there will be this big one giant plot that you have to deal with. And I thought that would be what happens.
But this is not actually a battle-oriented JRPG in many ways. Like, the focus of this is really on the alchemy, on the item creation, right?
Pretty much, yeah. You can go out and fight, but the most important part for you is to get materials any way you can, and then make them into stuff. Mm-hmm. You don't buy weapons, you don't buy armors. And you don't buy accessories, you make them. You can defeat monsters, or you can gather some of them sometimes, but ultimately, it's up to the combinations you make.
I see. Was that easy or hard to learn, like coming into it as a first-timer?
See, the game, what threw me off initially was that the game at the very beginning gives you a tutorial for almost just everything. And some of them were long, and at first glance, they seem very, very complex. But if you just start playing, if you just say, fuck it, I'm just going to go for it, you realize that you're just throwing things together and see what happens. Like a scientist. Like a scientist that has no clue. But you're basically just throwing things together and make them. The actual process is actually that simple. You select things, you get the order, and you give it an order, and they do it. But the tutorial makes it seem very, very unapproachable. And if you're somebody who just absolutely hate manuals and directions, you're going to be turned off right away. Because you wouldn't even realize that it's actually not that complex. But the complexity behind it all is really, really deep.
It's almost deceptively complex in some ways, right? Because like the basics are really simple to learn. But you can go deep if you really want. Would that be a correct impression?
Pretty much. Like I said, the basic system is really that simple. Despite all those manuals and instructions, it would have been nice if they give you hands-on tutorial like most games have. They take you through the first battle or whatever. I vaguely remember there was one for the battle, or maybe there wasn't. I feel like it lacks on those tutorials, you know, like takes you step by step. You know, that would have been nice. But, you know, even without that, I was able to make stuff, find monsters, find stuff, make things, and get about two or three endings anyways.
Okay. Now, of course, one of the reasons why we're reviewing this game on our website is that it is very, very much an anime game. From the character designs, to the voice acting, to kind of the general feel and the style, like, as an anime otaku, you know, how did you feel about the anime elements of it? Like, if this were a show as opposed to a game, you know, how did you feel about the characters, the voice acting, graphics, music, that sort of stuff.
It's similar to a couple of those anime that was already out that were based on games. And basically, it's one of those lighthearted games about magic and all this other stuff. And it's obviously got anime influence, you know, because it feels like one of those slice of life anime that takes time in a magical era.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Asuka is very, very cute. Mm-hmm. Some people might find her voice a little too high or not so nice, but I thought it was all right. And of course, the character designs are mostly, they're not that stereotypical anime, but you could tell that, you know, if this were to be made into a show, which it will be.
It will be. In fact, this is going to be the first Atelier game that's getting an official adaptation later this year.
If it were to be made into an anime, I think it'll make a pretty smooth transition.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as the character, the story, the overall design, the graphics looks more like a picture book.
Hmm.
But it looks like a very detailed picture book, about a million times prettier and a million times more refined.
Mm-hmm.
So that's for graphics. And, you know, the music is lighthearted. Yeah, you don't get a sense of an urgency in this game, except for a few elements that, you know, you have so much time to complete a month.
Mm.
A task in a month and or so on and so forth. And by the way, the length of time also dictates on what type of ending you'll get at the end.
Mm, interesting. In all of the Atelier games that I know of, like I played one of the previous ones, Meruru, you're only given a certain time frame in order to complete like a large project in general. And yeah, and I remember that this one, it even applies to the end as well. Well, what were some of your favorite moments in the game?
When I was able to make really, really good accessories and more powerful weapons from the items I found, like these were the fun parts. And sometimes finding an interesting item and then incorporate it using the alchemy with the magic, you know, to make an interesting armor or an interesting, you know, that was fun. And then also when you were able to finish a big boss with your super move, then the music will change and you'll have this awesome-ass music and awesome-ass animation. Mm. But the one thing about the super moves is that you can't skip the animation, even if you get sick of it. And the boss movements, you can't skip the inner animation either. Mm-hmm. You get sick of that. But yes, when you finish the boss, when I finished one of the first big boss with a super app move, they had a super awesome music, that was really cool.
Interesting. And so, on the other hand, what were some of the more frustrating or negative aspects of the game for you?
I honestly don't like the fact that I have a restricted time period to finish stuff. And the other thing is that, despite the fact that I like RPG and I watch anime and I happen to love cooking, I do not like to have to make stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I like going to traditional RPG, you go into battles, you defeat a super tough boss enemy or whatever, you get an awesome weapon, you use that. Or, you know, you incorporate materia. Well, very simple alchemy, like very simple, like more like combination, putting stuff together. Mm-hmm. That I like. Mm-hmm. I am actually not a big fan of cooking up things. You know, like just to me, it's just too much work. And there are too many things has to be in consideration. Even though if you just go ahead and do it, you'll get done and you'll figure out some things. But the depth is just so much, and there are just so many things to consider. Like even at the end, even at this time, which I've played, got a couple of endings, I'm still confused about a couple of things about alchemy system, like the PP and whatever stuff. I'm still confused about that.
And how many hours did you play this game?
60 hours plus.
60 hours plus, and you still don't feel like you explored everything that there is to explore, and that, you know, in a way, maybe you weren't given the opportunity to do so.
Right, and I couldn't get the ultimate ending because there was a time limit there.
I see. All right, so yeah, that's probably tied to a certain extent to kind of the nature of this game, which is a little bit different from a lot of other RPGs, would you say?
Yeah, I prefer classic stuff. I've always preferred classic stuff. Right. This is cute, and this is very relaxing if you think about it. That's a one positive aspect of the game.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't give me the feeling of I got the trophy.
Mm.
You know, the guy's instinct of beat up something, I take home the trophy. Mm. I mean, you can defeat monsters and get stuff. Or in some places, you can choose to fight monsters and get stuff. But the big part of this is still making things and combining them.
Right, right. So, what's your overall opinion of the game, and would you recommend it, and who would you recommend it to?
I gotta say that the time thing limit really turns me off really bad. I'm more of a critical person, so I give a C- for that time restriction thing. I don't like it. Final Fantasy never had it. Dragon Warrior never had it. I don't like it. I dislike that. And the background of you're working for a city government is really, really boring. I mean, the coworkers are fun, the boss is interesting, and you know there are interesting interactions, but nothing seems particularly exciting or whatever to me. Okay, and nothing seems really urgent. And even if you don't get the biggest ending, you know, the world doesn't end. You know, I mean, you know it's an Altaria game, you know that's what happens, right? It's not really a spoiler. It doesn't have that urgency, that power, that majesty or the epicness of a lot of like RPGs. As far as recommended, yeah, sure. If you like making stuff, you like gathering stuff, and you like simply relax and just see what happens when you mix things, yeah, that's a lot of fun if you love that stuff. And when you're like, you know, I don't want to fight the monsters a lot, I want to, you know, skip them, or I have a choice of either gathering stuff or fight monster. If you're a relaxed type of guy or a gal, you just say, I just want to relax as much as possible, and I don't want any big stake. If you're that type of gamer, yeah, that you can definitely, you might definitely like it, because cute music, cute characters, fun interactions. You know, those are the people I would recommend to. But personally speaking, though, I did gain an interest, so I might go back and play it again and try to figure the alchemy system out some more. But ultimately, if once again I am out of time, I will probably not give it a third try.
Right. In fact, it almost kind of reminds me of the subgenre of anime known as the iashike anime. It's like, you know, kind of healing anime where nothing terribly much happens. It's more about like being pretty and being calm and being kind of that sort of escapism. Would you think that's an accurate assessment of like what sort of game this is, kind of in relation to other types of games, maybe?
Pretty much. Yeah. There was this one other complaint I have is that there's just way too many little events. Where in Final Fantasy games, when you know, when you go through it, you know, like the event kind of naturally happens, you learn about characters. Here, like basically you'll see a exclamation mark. You can choose to click on it or not, but that's how you learn about the characters and stuff. It's almost a little bit forced and artificial.
A little bit mechanical,
yeah.
Right.
But, you know, I'm basically more of a critical person. But the positive part is that if you really like those characters, you think, oh my God, they're funny, they're interesting, I want to learn more about them, and I'll just relax, sit back, and see them do the silly little interactions, yeah, why not?
I see. All right, I think that pretty much wraps it up. Thanks. And yes, so the game is actually already out. It's for the PlayStation 3. And I believe the retail price is $49.99. So yeah, if you're interested in this game, go and pick it up.